Into the 1930s, Baltimore's skyline had a unique and very Baltimore look. At the top of what is now the Emerson Tower building at 308 West Lombard Street, there was this strange configuration. A four-story-high, 20-foot-wide simulated bottle of Bromo Seltzer. That monster of a bottle was, in every way except size, it was hundreds of times normal, an exact replica of the familiar blue bottle of Bromo Seltzer, a headache powder you would buy at the drugstore. That bottle was there because the inventor of Bromo Seltzer, a pharmacist in Baltimore named Isaac Emerson, put it there, on top of the building he built in 1911 to be his company's headquarters. The big blue bottle weighed 20 tons. It had 596 electric bulbs keeping it lit. The writing on the label was visible through the night. It was continuously revolving, and its light was so bright in the Baltimore sky that on clear nights it could be seen from Talchester Beach across the bay. But the time came, somewhere in the middle 1930s, when Baltimoreans looked up expecting to see the familiar revolving bottle, only to discover it wasn't there. Quietly, with no announcement and no press coverage, the bottle had been removed. Its revolving was causing dangerous cracks to the buildings from the foundation up. Made of steel, the bottle had to be cut piece by piece with a blowtorch into 3-foot by 6-foot sections and removed. When did it come down? Research turns up varying reports. March 10, 1936 seems to be the day the bottle actually came down. So where did this famous Baltimore Bromo Seltzer bottle wind up? Leaders in the scrap metal industry agree that in 1936, the 3-by-6-foot steel sections were sent to nearby steel mills for recycling, and that the scrap found its way into the makings of the 1939 and 1940 automobiles, Chevrolet, Buick, Packard. So if you've ever wondered what really happened to the Bromo Seltzer bottle, now you know. Your grandfather was driving it.